The jaws of T-Rex are infamous and lethal, housing 60 teeth, with some as long as 30 centimeters. Its skull is constructed of 64 bones, designed to be light but strong. It's 16 times stronger than the jaws of an alligator. The front teeth are dagger-shaped, with serrated edges designed to tear flesh. The larger side teeth are rounded, perfect for crunching bone. Solidly anchored into muscle, they could withstand pressure from any direction.
We have a pretty good idea of how it killed its prey. It seems to have just walked right up to them, taken a bite, and whatever happens, happens.
Unlike many dinosaurs, they wouldn't just take the flesh off the carcass. They'd basically eat most of the carcass.
T-Rex's huge legs and pelvis make up half its total body weight. Its tail weighs almost a ton. This is because it has to balance out nearly half a ton of head and jaws. The head is two-thirds muscle, which power jaws capable of enough force to bite through a steel oil drum. All that muscle delivers a bite strong enough to defeat the toughest prey of the Cretaceous.
T-Rex teeth are among the bluntest teeth, bluntest, least sharp, of the whole family of Tyrannosaurs. Those teeth are designed to crush, to penetrate thick layers of armor and muscle in a crushing, massive, hemorrhaging blow.
The muscles in T-Rex's neck are nearly as powerful as the muscles of its legs. At half a meter thick, they're strong enough to lift a hippo or bring down the most well-armed, best-defended herbivore nature has ever produced, Triceratops.
The best way to attack Triceratops is with a long-barreled 75